Hey, Berry Besties. Welcome to my daily dump. Hey, fellow high functioners. Welcome to today's installment of the Disaster Diaries. So today was a rough day, and I'm feeling pretty low energy, to be fair and to be honest. And you know how I like to keep it honest. I started with the miracle morning, as usual. It was a good one, all in one, my favorite kind. And it was on procrastination, which I felt called out, particularly as my Life in the Berry Lane podcast is suffering, I guess is a good word. And it's not necessarily procrastination, but it's been mainly getting out of my own way and figuring out, like really figuring out how to redo things and get it done. Aside from that, I did have a call with an amazing woman this morning. Her name is Carolyn Sengel. She has a podcast called Your Next Success. And I think she's absolutely fantastic. And I'll be interviewing her for the High Functioning Disaster. I don't have a date yet, but I think I actually need to add some more dates onto my calendar so that she can find something. But we'll see. Anyway, I think that she's fantastic. I really appreciate her story and what she's doing. Her podcast is called Your Next Success. And you can find that where you get your podcasts, all the normal spots. But my mom, I think I told y'all yesterday that my mom had two appointments today. She was supposed to get her flu shot and her updated COVID vaccine. And then she had a post-op follow-up appointment for her back surgery from July. Yeah, but she wouldn't go today. And it was really frustrating. She dug her heels in and really she was mad at me because she wanted to go somewhere else. But it was pretty close to time to needing to leave for her appointments. And so I offered to add that other place on to what we are already needing to do, and she wasn't having it. So I don't know what happens with older people. I don't think everybody gets this way when they get older, but it seems like a lot of people do. And I hope that I am not this way. So I'm trying to learn as much as I can about what is wrong with her so I can work to mitigate these things in my own life. So for me, it was particularly difficult because it not just that she dug her heels in, because she does have the right to make her own decisions. She's not incompetent or anything like that. She just needs help. And she does get incredibly hateful and belligerent toward me. And usually I can let it roll off my back. But today was one of those days when it was too much. It was absolutely too much. And I came into this room, which is a tiny bedroom that's been converted into a home office. And I love to be in here. It's peaceful. And I sat on the floor and I just bawled my eyes out. I don't understand why she's so hateful to me. I know that I'm not the only one in a situation like this. And I don't know if it's mothers, if it's the way mothers treat their daughters when they have whatever's wrong in my mom's brain or mind. But it's really difficult and at times incredibly hurtful. So after that, I did work on my editing for Life in the Berry Lane for a bit. I didn't get enough done for an episode because I don't know what on earth I did when I recorded it, but it is, and I don't remember doing this, but I must have been half asleep or stressed out or something because I started over. I thought I only started over once, but I apparently have started over more than once in this recording. And so I'm just shaking my head, but I will get it done. I had to pick up some prescriptions for myself, and apparently Brandon had a couple ready as well, so I picked those up. I needed to run to the post office because I don't know. I really don't remember everything that I've talked about with y'all, but a couple of weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago today, we made a run to Costco and Sam's Club. And when we were at Costco, I thought my phone screen broke. And I was really, really irritated and frustrated and sad because I have never broken a phone screen. And I know I said I thought I broke my screen, but I really was convinced. I've never had an iPhone until this year. That's kind of a lie. My work phone was an iPhone, but I really didn't take it anywhere very, very often unless I was on call. And that wasn't very frequently. It was only during holiday times when I might be on call. And so I didn't know, but I'd heard that iPhone screens are incredibly easy to break. And I already had a little chip sort of scratch or something in the screen. So I got a screen protector several months ago. Like, I don't know, I think June-ish maybe. We got the phones in May and I got this little chip out of the screen very quickly. But 2 weeks ago this weekend, my neighborhood, we have a Halloween festival. And while at a restaurant during the festival, we have restaurants in our neighborhood. I saw my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, her phone. I said, "Oh, your screen's broken too." She said, "No, it's the screen protector." And I said, "Really?" And she said, "Yeah, my screen protector's broken, but my screen isn't." So I came back home and I had already gotten a replacement. And it came the day before the festival. And I set it up and I was going to send my original phone back, but I was absolutely hating the replacement, even though it's exactly the same phone as the one that I got in May. There was something wrong with the display of my alarms. So when my alarms go off, the font is massive, like I'm legally blind. Massive, and I'm not legally blind for clarification, but it is as though I'm legally blind and can't see it. So it needs to be that big. Nothing else is that large. I went through all the settings in the phone, tried to in the alarms, and nothing is fixing this. So I was really irritated. And I know that's a small thing probably to be irritated about, but it was frustrating because my old phone had almost nothing wrong with it. And to be honest, there was another option available for getting my phone, quote, fixed. And it was to replace the screen, which would have been fine, except that when signing up for the phone, the screen swap, you have to check a box that you understand and are okay with your phone no longer being water resistant. I don't think I want my phone to not be water resistant. I'll get a different phone. Even though the screen swap the screen replacement would be no charge, I'll still pay $99 to get a replacement phone, because who knows if you might accidentally drop it in the toilet or something. I don't make it a habit to bring my phone to the bathroom with me, but you know, when you're out and about, you do have to go to the bathroom sometimes, and that would be even worse than dropping it in your own toilet. I digress. Anyway, so when I got back home, I was going to just go ahead and send it back, but then I remembered that my brother's wife's phone screen is not broken. It's her screen protector. So when I peeled back the screen protector, lo and behold, it was just the screen protector that was busted and not the screen. And so I laughed and I called Assurion and said, "Hey, I made a mistake. I thought my phone screen was broken, but it actually isn't. It was just the screen protector. I've never experienced this before, so I had no idea." And so, you know, we kind of laughed together and they said, "Well, you can just send the replacement phone back." And I explained that that's what I wanted to do and asked if it was okay because, well, the issue that I was having with the display being incredibly large and unable to fix that. So I've been forgetting to send it back and they've been calling me for like 3 days to remind me to send that phone back. So I took it to the post office and dropped it off and I got my little receipt in case they say, "You didn't send this back." Yes, I did. And while I was there, I try not to be political. This is going to be political. I try not to talk about politics and religion, mainly because those are incredibly personal beliefs / values. And I don't believe that you should try to impose your beliefs on other people. So, to be fair, I do lean a little more liberal. You probably have guessed that since I said that I gladly wear the badge of honor of a feminist. Feminists don't tend to be conservative. But when I was at the post office, there were the only other customers in the post office were they're ethnic. They were not white people and they weren't black people. They were Hispanic and other brown skinned people. There was a white family getting passports, but the rest of the customers, which is the majority of the customers, were brown skinned people in line to get their passports, like their applications processed, like all the things that they need, and then get it sent in. And it struck me, as I have never experienced this before, people are scared. And I think that's legitimate. They shouldn't have to be scared. If they are citizens, if they are legally eligible to live in this country, they shouldn't be scared. There should be nothing happening to people who have the legal right to live here. There should be nothing happening so severely, so inhumane to those who don't have the right to live here. We are still human beings. And I believe that everyone is worthy of dignity and respect. And if anyone feels like I ever treat them in a way that does not allow them to feel like they have dignity and respect, then I want them to say, "Hey, Sasha, you're not offering me dignity and respect." I may or may not agree. I may or may not like that. I don't have to like it. The truth is the truth, y'all. We don't have to like it. So while I was there and these people were getting passports and I'm the only one needing to mail something, it reminded me that I changed my name this year and I need to update my passport. My passport isn't about to expire though, so it's good. I could go somewhere under my maiden name probably and be just fine. Although I don't look like my picture, like really at all. So I probably really do need to update my my picture. I think in my photo, I probably weigh like 370-ish pounds. And right now I weigh like 225. And so that's a pretty stark difference, right? That's a whole person, like a whole adult woman. I have a friend that says I lost her son. Like, she says his name for the sake of this and to keep their privacy. I'll just make up a name. "Oh, you lost a Billy." No. I mean, maybe. But that is a lot of weight, right? So I got an application for, she gave me the clerk at the post office gave me a renewal application for my passport. And so, yeah. So I'll just do a renewal and go from there. Where's my little list? Because as I said, I have to make a list of all the things. So after the post office, I went to the car wash and got my car washed because it hasn't been done in a long time. And my car is 20 years old. I have a little 20-year-old Nissan. He runs great. And yes, my car is a guy. His name is Boyd, and I love him. And then I got down a rabbit hole today. Before, like this morning, like between what I needed to do and the miracle morning. So after the miracle morning, before other things, I was just looking at Oregon, and I somehow got down a rabbit hole on Lincoln City, Oregon, and their climate, as far as I have learned, is Mediterranean-like. And that's pretty cool. I had no idea. I've not ever been to Oregon. I've been to most states. And I've been to Washington and California. And I've been to Idaho. So I've been to the surrounding states, but I've not been to Oregon. I may go next year. So if I go to the Cincy convention in July, it's going to be in Idaho. And so then it's only from the Boise Meridian area. Oregon is only like 45 minutes, I think. And so, I mean, just to go collect the state, right? Go stop at the rest area. Your feet have been planted on the ground there. Collect the state. Why not? So I might do that next year. But anyway, I was looking at like houses and stuff like that, learning about their community. And I was like, well, this is a really cool, sounds like a really cool place. The only thing is I am from Indianapolis. We have lived, we, meaning my husband and I, lived in a tiny town, and I struggled with the lack of Black people. My best friend of over 30 years is Black, and her family, some of her family, is from the larger city that borders the small town that we lived in. And I literally called her one day and asked her, where are the Black people? I know you have family here. I don't see Black people even in this larger city. To be fair, that city is nowhere near the size of Indianapolis, and Indianapolis is a good size, but you know, not as big as some place like Chicago, definitely not like New York. But I didn't like looking around and only seeing white people. So from where I'm sitting now, it sounds like a good place to visit, but I'm not sure I would want to live there because there aren't enough ethnic people. There's not enough ethnic diversity for me. So, but I would really like to visit. So I'm putting that on the bucket list of places to visit. I know that I probably sound a bit, well, I don't know how I sound to other people, but to me, I feel like I sound pretty low energy today. And I mean, that's fair. I feel drained from this morning with my mom, and just the difficulty of taking care of her, and caregiver distress is a real thing. And sometimes it's just a lot. And maybe in another episode, I will talk about how stressful it is, but I have to go to bed early today because I have to get up incredibly early tomorrow because I have to go to the doctor, and then I have to bring my mom to another appointment for some testing, and it's going to be a long day. So I need to make sure that I've had enough rest. So I will maybe talk about caregiver distress on another day. But I'm feeling sad because of how fucked up my family and my life are at the moment. And I know that I'm not the only one whose life is a disaster or feels like a disaster right now. And I'm not ever going to be alone in that. There are plenty, plenty of people in the world who are struggling, and I appreciate that. And I wish that all of us could have, you know, an easier path. And eventually we will, because life is cyclical that way. But after I ran my errands, I had a headache and I just needed to take a rest. And so I listened to my body and I said, you know what? I'm just going to lay down for a while. So I did. And this evening, I felt better when I got up, not 100%, but definitely better. I didn't want to exercise because I was so meh, blah. Meh. So I basically hemmed and hawed and tried to find something else that I would rather do. But my commitment to myself kept nagging at me. And if I haven't ever said this, or you've never heard me say it, my core values are integrity, authenticity, and relationships. So I have to be authentic with myself And I have to keep and hold my integrity with myself. So if I'm not going to do what I said I was going to do, even if it's a slight pivot, I'm still doing what I said I was going to do. And what I mean by that is I made an agreement with myself that for the month of November, I'm going to do Pilates and or yoga every day of the month. And for today, I had scheduled in my FitOn app a Pilates and yoga workout. And I really didn't feel like it, but I mean, there wasn't really a reason to not exercise. And so I was looking for something else to do, a different one. But I just couldn't make a decision on what to do. And so I just did the one that I had scheduled yesterday for today. And it wasn't my favorite. And that's okay. I'm glad that I did it because, one, I got my exercise in, and two, I know that I don't like that one, so I won't be doing that one again. And so that's a positive, right? I know that I've said that I'm feeling stressed out, and I still am right now, and I have got to go to bed after getting this posted up so that y'all can hear it. But I have one call to action. If any of y'all are bariatric patients, I would love to talk to you. I need some guests for my Life in the Berry Lane podcast. So I would love to hear your story. Reach out to me. The contact information is always in my show notes. So please check that out. Yeah. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow with my next dump. See you tomorrow for my next installment of the Disaster Diaries.